Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with Ken Lovin, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with your column today. In a run for governor may KO budget talks. This is dealing with one of the most recent entry into the governor's race, State Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco.
Yeah, DeFrancisco has been an outspoken critic of many of Governor Cuomo's policies, but as deputy leader, he's voted for a lot of them ultimately in the budget. That leaves people wondering what is going to happen now. He's taken a lot of heat from Republicans and conservatives who get to have a say in the nomination, and they put him to task about his past budget votes. That means, will he this time not vote for things that he is really opposed to that end up in the budget? And if that's the case, that could thwart passage of a budget.
He told us on the Capital Connection show that the idea of getting rid of an entire agency or like the Regents would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think every Republican governor candidate and governor has proposed that. It just is never going to go anywhere. It's a non-starter in the state assembly. George Pataki, I think, pretty much proposed that every year. It's never going to go anywhere.
From there to the trial. And Todd Howe.
Former aide to Mario Cuomo, once worked for Governor Cuomo in the federal government. He's going to be the key witness, the prosecutor's star witness against Joe Prococo, another top aide to Andrew Cuomo, who is who's on trial for bribery and other corruption charges. Todd Howe is expected to start testifying today. He's been cooperating. He's already pled guilty to, I think, 8 felonies and is going to start testifying. It's probably what's going to be the most interesting testimony coming out of the trial. The federal government, the prosecutors say they think his testimony will help prove their case. The defense is going to try and brand him as a liar, someone who's lied to everyone around him, and try to discredit him. It's going to be interesting, though.
Sure is. How about former Rye City Councilwoman Julie Killian in a Westchester County seat?
Julie Killian, who ran against George Latimer, the incumbent state senator, and lost a couple of years ago, is the state Senate Republican's choice to run for what now is an open seat since Latimer gave it up to become a Westchester County executive. They feel she gives them the best shot at winning the seat that had been Democratic, that she's a woman, that she's performed okay in the district, and they feel that they'll be able to target her opponent, Shelley Mayer, who is an assemblywoman right now, and try to target her as someone who's been tied to people, leaders in the Senate when she was the counsel there as corrupt.
Finally, the issue of congestion pricing and a rather cute headline in your paper today, Ken, "Thou shalt be fair to Uber clerics."
Yeah, about 14 clergy from New York City put out a letter that says that whatever congestion pricing plan that might be implemented this year should treat taxis and Uber and Lyft the same. The taxis say they shouldn't be hit with any kind of surcharges, per-ride surcharges, to help fund the cash-strapped MTA because they already pay a lot toward the MTA, whereas Uber and Lyft don't. But these clerics are saying, hey, you know, they should be treated the same in the outer boroughs and minority communities. We rely more on Uber and Lyft than we do the yellow taxis. And so everyone should be treated the same here.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Joins us on Mondays. For more, head to nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.